Morning, Mr. Brady. How are you today?
How you doing, guys? Good morning.
Doing fine. Hey, did in your long conversation with Drew, did he mention Mo Lewis hitting him out of bounds and that maybe next time you should slide?
No.
No?
It was great seeing him. He's a he's been a friend since the day we met. So we've just we've always kept in touch over the years, and I love seeing him back at the game. So it was a it was nice to be with him.
Do you find it interesting or notable that you can complete 21 passes, 2 touchdowns, run up that amount of points, and everybody's talking about a 17-yard run in your performance yesterday?
Well, it's pretty atypical. So I guess when it happens once every, 7 or 8 years, then it's, it could definitely be talked about. But I thought there was a lot of great things to be talked about, certainly. A lot of guys played really well yesterday. Our defense is playing as well as I can ever remember. And, they really set the tone for us the last bunch of weeks. I'm glad we were able to put some things together there in the second half. But it's a good defense. They're the fifth rated defense in the league. Mm. They got guys that can rush. They got guys that can cover. And, we made some plays there in the second half, which was great to see.
I don't want to dwell on this run thing. This will be my last question, but I'm looking at the rushing statistics. Vereen, 5 yards rushing. Edelman, 6 yards rushing. Blount, 17 yards rushing. Tom Brady, 18 yards rushing. When's that happened before?
That might be the last time you see that. it's probably pretty rare. I found a little space there. They were they've been doing it to us the last few times that we've played them, where they just they really focus the coverage on a few guys, and it leaves definitely some places to run. And when I felt like I had the look, I kind of wanted to pull the trigger and saw some space and got some great blocks downfield. So ended up being a big play in the game.
Do you recall what you said to Walt Akins after the play?
I don't remember. I don't remember much. He gave me a good little pop. So normally I'm always going down or getting out, and I was pretty close to the goal line. But there's a reason why they're called safeties, and they're the last line of defense. And he definitely didn't let me get any further than I wanted to go.
Well, you easily could have gone out of bounds, and obviously that's what most Patriots fans were kind of hoping you'd do there. Did you take that hit in order to fire up the team? I mean, you guys needed something, some kind of emotional lift, and it provided it. But did that ever enter your mind, or is it things unfolding too quick for that?
Well, I said after the game I wasn't in the best of mood at that time. So I think when I got out there and I was into the secondary and could – survey some things, and then I saw him coming, I just figured, why not? So, I don't take those too often because, usually those don't go too well for me or for many players when they are not used to getting hit. And he was he was bigger than I thought he was. I wish I would have stayed on my feet, but it was a good play. It was a play that we needed, and a lot of guys made a bunch of good plays that we needed. I was glad to be able to contribute.
Everyone wants to know what was said at halftime. I know you can't reveal everything you said or you heard at halftime, but can you dumb it down for us? What changes from the first half? What did you change in the second half that allowed you to be so successful on offense?
I think that it wasn't necessarily we're going to go in there and make a bunch of scheme changes because we basically hardly had the ball on offense. So we had the ball for 25 plays, and they were 25 pretty crappy plays. So it wasn't like there's a lot of coaching going on about, this is what we're going to do, this is what we're going to adjust or change, because we hardly did anything to keep the ball. We couldn't convert on third down. We just had so many poor plays, self-inflicted wounds, that don't allow you to score points, and you need to be able to string them together. And we just, we missed plays that we should have had. So everybody was pretty fired up. Certainly our, Josh was fired up. He expects a lot more out of us than what, we were giving him there in the first half. And everybody kind of dug deep, responded, and, sometimes it doesn't go well, and you got to see what kind of mental toughness you have. And last time we played them, we were up 20-10, and they outscored us, you know, a bunch there in the second half. And, you know, it was kind of a little bit of a role reversal this time around.
You know, all right, we could talk about the game all day, but I'm more fascinated by this SI piece last week, Tom. I've read it a couple of times. So when you're having your hot property breakfast this morning, you know, the day after a game, it's a hot property. This is the winter, right?
Right.
Hot property food is the
you're
winter.
You're pretty technical, yes.
Yeah, well, I read the story. I'm trying to figure it out. I'm trying to get in condition like you are. When you seem like a private
you're
guy.
You're hopeless, sorry.
What do you mean? No, you think it's over?
Yeah, it's over.
You're a private guy. You know, you don't let a lot of people in. Are you comfortable when the story comes out like this? It's detailed. It gets into pretty specific detail. Matt Castle gets into really specific detail about you. Are you comfortable when you read this? First of all, I want to know how he's able to measure that, how he knows it was three times bigger. But when the story comes out like this, are you comfortable reading something like this? Have you read it?
Well, yeah. And I think that, you know, I think I've gotten more comfortable over the years. And it's been quite a learning experience for me over 15 years of playing, you know, pro football. And I think there's been a lot of things that I've learned that I really would love to, you know, teach other people, because I feel like I've learned, you know, a way that is the most conducive to, and I always use the word, sustaining peak performance. And there's a lot of high school kids, there's a lot of college kids, there's a lot of pro athletes that really want to do the best. And sometimes you get wrong information or misinformation. So you're trying to do the best, but you end up getting better at getting worse. And I think I found ways that I can really get better at getting better and not just, you know, going out to do what kind of people have always done in the past to try to improve themselves as athletes. And it's a very systematic thing. So, you know, really over the last 4 or 5 years, I've always talked to who's my friend who, you know, has alluded to an article, Alex, about, I always said, you know, when I was done playing, I really want to go out and teach people and teach, but I have two sons myself that are going to be in sports, and I want them to, you know, not have the type of issues that a lot of players today or players of the past have had, because I don't think I'm going to have any of those problems with knees or hips or head issues or shoulder issues, just because of the way that I'm able to take care of myself and through the people in the sports system that I have, you know, be able to try to perform as well as I can for as long as possible. So, like I said, it's more of a lifestyle. It's not, you know, there's no magic bullet. It's not like, you know, yeah, do this one thing and, you know, you'll be able to achieve that. You know, it's kind of an approach you have to take to, you know, it's a lifestyle approach, and it's eating right. It's the right nutrition. It's working out the right way. It's trying to be preventative so that, you know, the last thing you want is to be able to get an injury and then now you're behind, you know, the eight ball for the rest of the season. I think you got to work as hard as you can to try to prevent injuries. And that's the key to sustaining peak performance, is to really not get hurt. So that's, you know, that's kind of what it was all about. That's what I've really learned over the years. And I, like I said, I want to do a great job, you know, in my next life, really educating people on how to do that. Because I think it's really great for people that want to make the commitment, that want to pay the price. And not that it ends up being a price for me or a sacrifice, because that means I'm, you know, really giving something up. I mean, I really enjoy doing it. I love playing. And I really want to, you know, do it, like I said, for a long time. And I want to prove to people that, you know, it can be done contrary to the things that have been done in the past.
So, you know, you're about my age. I have a couple of kids like you do. I try and work out. I try and stay in shape. If I'm in San Diego by myself at the hotel for a week, one night I'm going to order room service. I'm going to get a cheeseburger. I'm going to get French fries. And I'm going to get a big Coke. That never happens with you?
No, I think it's, you know, it's balance in all things. So if that's really what you want, then you got to go for it. But, you know, moderation to me is not once a day, you know, like,
right.
You know, it's like, well, yeah, I don't drink much. It's just one drink a day. Well, to me, that's not really moderation. So if you want to go out and you want to have a drink because it's a, you know, it's a special occasion, great. If you want to go out and have ice cream or cheeseburger, great, you know, in moderation. But you better do a lot of other things to, you know, it's like having, you know, a bunch of bad meals and then having one good meal. That one good meal ain't going to make any bit of difference. Just same thing if you have a lot of good meals and you have one bad meal, the one bad meal is not going to make a difference. So I just don't, you know, I'd say I do a lot more good than bad. But yeah, if I want to have a cheeseburger, I eat a cheeseburger. It's not, you know, it's not, you know, that rigid.
It's not like a weird, it's like a weird cheeseburger.
Fries, you get the fries too?
Yeah, but I mean, I'm not eating, you know, 700 of them. I just, you know, I get what I want, and I get the, you know, what I get to. The one thing I probably don't drink is soda. I haven't had a soda in a long time. I don't think that's helping me at all. You know, the hydration is really important for all athletes because you really want, you really need hydrated muscles. You really need, you know, you need soft, supple, you know, pliable muscles if you want to be able to sustain it. But so often we train ourselves to have these big rock hard, you know, muscles that aren't, that can't give. And then once you get hit, you know, that's where you tear tendons and ligaments. And, you know, that's not the approach I want to take. Some guys can do that. And I think for different positions, that is really important. You know, if you're playing on the interior line, strength is extremely important. You're probably not going to pull many hamstrings as an interior lineman. But, you know, the receivers, you always have to balance your strength with your pliability because, you know, if you're expected to go out there and run really fast, well, you better have long, lean, pliable muscles or you're going to have a lot of problems. So I see a lot of injuries around the league and I just shake my head like, man, that's so easily preventable. And, you know, think about it. You got multi-million dollar athletes that you pay all this money to and then, you know, the guy can't play because of a very easy preventable injury. And I think that's a thing that's frustrated me over the years to see is to see people get injured when it's not really necessary. Now, if you play football and if you get hit and you take a big shot, yeah, that, you know, things happen and, you know, that's where injuries are going to happen, you know, but then it's about how do you get back to playing the way you're capable as quickly as possible to help your team win. So, like I said, it's stuff that it's not going to take a week to figure it out. It's got to be a commitment that you want to make. And, you know, I've had a lot of people talk to me over the years and I said, you know, I don't really want to waste your time and I really don't want my time wasted. So unless you're really willing to commit, you know, then it's not worth it. I mean, just go do what people have always done and that's what you'll always get. You'll get what you've already got. So I've always been someone that's been intrigued by learning and been intrigued by understanding better ways. And typically as an athlete, you want to push the envelope. You want to try to experience I kind of have a thirst for knowledge, so I'm always trying to push the envelope with things that, that have different approaches, and I figure out the techniques that work for me. So I think it's balance on all things, you know. I think that's the most important thing.
You mentioned your boys are going to play sports, Tom. Are they going to play football?
If they want to, I mean, I would love it. I think it's the greatest sport in the world. It teaches you a lot about teamwork and discipline and work ethic and sacrifice and selflessness and all the great lessons that it's taught me. So I'm not worried about them playing at all because I know that if there's ever an injury, which, look, if you play sports, there's going to be injuries. But I know that, you know, exactly how to treat them. And I think it gives you a lot of, it gives me a lot of peace of mind knowing that I've had someone that I've learned from that's taken care of me for so long that I'm not worried about injuries. Yeah, if they come up, you deal with them, and then, you know, you get yourself better and you rehab the right way, and then you work hard to prevent injuries, and, you know, you get back out there, you know, and you're able to do things that you love to do. But hearing people with knee replacements and hip replacements, they can't play golf because their back hurts, or they can't, you know, play on the beach with their kids, like that's, I don't, just because you get older, I think, you know, it doesn't have to be that way. And I think that's really what I want to teach people when it's all said and done.
Tom, back to the game, and this is a two-part question. Gronk being virtually shut out in the first half, was that a result of the early scripted game plan or something the Dolphins defense did? And the second part of the question is, am I correct in assuming the effectiveness of play action under center is different than the effectiveness of play action in the shotgun? Because you went under center much more often in the second half. Did that make a difference in terms of getting the linebackers and the defensive backs to bite?
I think it's play action when you're running the ball can be really effective either way. And we have it from the shotgun and from under center. And it's just a matter of, how well you're running it. And when you get it at the right time and you get the right influence and the guys up front really sell it, and that's when it's really effective. So, Gronk wasn't, you know, Gronk didn't get much action there the second half. I think that's a product of, you know, certainly not us going to the game going, let's use Gronk as a disguise and not throwing the ball.
Mm-hmm.
I missed him down the sideline, which, you know, would have been a big catch and run on a third and long. That was, you know, a crappy throw. And then, you know, we also only ran 25 plays, and we had, you know, quite a few runs with some balls that got batted down. And, you know, it's obviously when he gets going, it's a big spark for our offense, and he did that there in the second half. And anytime he gets going, it makes it hard for the opposing defense.
Tom, after the six-yard lob to Edelman that made it 38-13, they showed you on the sideline, and you didn't look happy. You were yelling. You and Gronk had some sort of exchange. You were going up and down the sideline yelling. I thought that might have been a time for a little celebration, relaxing, because you were up 38-13. What was going on in those conversations?
I think, I wanted more points. That's what I wanted. I wanted us to, you know, we had a bad first half, and we kind of exploded there in the second half and then didn't feel like we should. And I really wanted to drive a nail in the coffin. So I think we were all pretty, disappointed by the first half and wanted to have a great second half. And we had a good third quarter, and I really wanted us to finish strong with a great fourth quarter. And we tried. We made some plays, got down there, you know, somewhat close, and then couldn't convert on the third down, which I would have loved to have done. But it's a, and every time we take the field, we're trying to score. It's not, I don't think we ever take the pedal off the metal until, you know, there's no time left in the game. So it's a, especially against a team that beat us before, and we've always, you know, had tough games against it, and they're a good defense. So it was good to put up, 41 on.
All right, quarterback question of the week. You sort of answered this thing about the awful fast food when you eat it, but is there really such a thing as avocado ice cream with cacao, and where the hell do you get something like that? It sounds awful, Tom.
It does the trick, and it's not quite as good as a mint chocolate chunk or something like that, which is pretty delicious too. So, yeah, there's a place by our house that in Jamaica Plain that has it, and the kids love it, and it's not as bad as it sounds.
All right, give us one quick wellness tip before we go for aging over the hill talk show hosts. What's one way we can improve our lives?
Show up to TB12 at Foxborough and figure it out. It's a, there's no better place in the world for it. So, and I'm not selling it as a salesman, it's because I mean it. I go there, every single day. That's you'll be able to learn a lot.
Good talking to you, Tom. Congratulations on the win. On to the Jets, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
All right.